Road. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden in New Mexico today, the first stop at a college, talking up his plan to eliminate student loan debt.
Despite what Republican officials say, we can afford the student loan program. It's because of our historic deficit reduction.
The plan to forgive up to $20,000 in debt for eligible families is now held up in court as several states filed suit over it, though the White House says people can still sign up. Also today, the president taking part in a rally for the Democratic National Committee. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is expected to attend. A judge in New York appointing a monitor to oversee former President Trump's business as part of the state attorney general's ongoing fraud case.
Judge Arthur Engoron says he will appoint a monitor to oversee the Trump organization's business after State Attorney General Letitia James said the company's continuing to engage in fraudulent behavior. James' suit initially said the Trump organization lied about its assets, inflating their values. She told the judge just before she filed her suit that the Trump team started a new company with virtually the same name. This monitor will not only be aware of all holdings and assets, but will be given notice if the company undergoes any restructuring or refinancing. An attorney for the Trump organization said this is about seizing control of a successful company. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The FBI says it's received what it calls credible information about a broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey, urging all synagogues to take all security precautions to protect their community and family. No further details were released. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has been released from the hospital after he was attacked and beaten with a hammer by a man who broke into their San Francisco home. The suspect, David DePapp, is being held without bail on state charges. He also faces federal charges. Wall Street, the Dow lost 146. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu is set to officially form the country's next government.
Official results from Israel's parliamentary elections this week are now finalized, showing the center-right Likud party of Benjamin Netanyahu winning a plurality of votes, and with aligned right-wing parties will have a slim majority of 64 of the body's 120 seats. Caretaker Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded defeat. And this was Israel's fifth national election in roughly 4 years. Netanyahu is already Israel's longest-serving prime minister, and this will be his third time leading the government. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Israeli forces killed at least four Palestinians in separate incidents, including one who had stabbed a police officer in East Jerusalem and three others in Israeli raids in the West Bank. Earlier today, the Palestinian Health Ministry said a Palestinian man was killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank. It's predicted that holiday sales will slow from last year's robust pace.
The National Retail Federation, the country's largest retail trade group, expects holiday sales growth will slow to a range of 6 to 8% compared with last year's 13.5% as rampant inflation takes a toll on holiday shoppers. The NRF is predicting that sales in November and December will grow to between around $943 to over $960 billion. For the past 10 years, holiday sales have risen on average nearly 5%. 5%. However, during the pandemic, Americans ramped up spending, especially online, which produced some outsized sales numbers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. More changes at Twitter under new boss Elon Musk. He wants to change how it hands out check marks for verified accounts. While the check has sometimes been seen as a status symbol, it's also a way to ensure people and accounts are who they say they are. The plan by Musk isn't clear, though there are concerns about the consequences of having a paid verification system. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.